Hello friends, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom, your window on the world. And today we are studying our Newsworthy Clips article for the month of May. We have an interesting article for you today talking about some driverless vehicles. Interesting. All right, but before we get into our article, let me introduce my friends here. We have Albert in the studio. How are you today, Albert?
I'm good. It's good to be here, Campbell.
Well, it's always good to have you. And we have Pauline here as well. Hi, Pauline.
Hey, it's good to be back on Advanced Radio.
Yeah. All right. So today we're talking about Beverly Hills. What do you guys know about Beverly Hills?
Well, I used to live in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. It is a very rich and glamorous neighborhood, mm-hmm. city.
Right. So that's kind of where the rich and famous live. Well, a lot of them. Right. Mm-hmm. When you think of Beverly Hills, it's kind of the expensive area of L.A.
Right. I think everyone recalls that movie Pretty Woman.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's shopping down Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yep. And, you know, when we were younger, there was that show Beverly Hills 90210.
Ooh.
Yes. So it's about, you know, the wealthy families. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's why we say it's the center of glitz and glam, right? All right. Well, we'll talk more about that after we read our article. So our article today is on page 22 of your Advanced magazine. So if you have your magazine, please open to page 22 and join us at the top of the page.
Beverly Hills, Center of Glitz and Glam, Plans for Driverless Vehicle Fleet. The ubiquitous Ferraris and Lamborghinis of Beverly Hills may soon be sharing the road with a new form of auto exotica, robot cars. City leaders plan to put a robot fleet of mass transit vehicles on its roads as soon as it's practical, aiming to make the wealthy little city of 34,000 a world leader in the early deployment of driverless vehicles. Styling itself as a technology innovator preparing for a fast-arriving future, the city will start laying fiber optic cable to carry super-speed internet service into every business and home. It will be linked to the city's traffic control system, too.
You know, when I was younger, I loved watching sci-fi movies because, you know, you got a glimpse of the future and you get to see, you know, what life might be like. I feel like every day that passes, we're getting closer and closer.
I absolutely agree. I think about, there was a cartoon we used to watch about the Jetsons,
yes,
too. Yeah, and one of the things
ourselves
was they would, all of a sudden a screen would come down and they would talk to somebody looking at that person talking back.
Right.
And at the time, it was sci-fi. It was mm-hmm. like imaginary future stuff. And now I use that every day. Skype, talking to my family on the other side of the world. It does feel like we're living a sci-fi world right now.
Exactly. And so Beverly Hills is trying to update itself, right? So we talked about earlier in the program that Beverly Hills is the rich area, the wealthy area of Los Angeles. And it says here it's the center of glitz and glam. What are we talking about?
So when you talk about glitz and glam, not only does it have this idea of affluence, of riches, it also is very showy and flashy.
Right.
So you think of gold or jewels or diamonds, that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Yeah, so just very shiny and flashy and fancy, glitz and glam.
Mm-hmm.
It's the center of that. When you think of Beverly Hills, you think of rich, right? You think of decadence. And this city is planning for driverless vehicles, right? They're setting up a driverless vehicle fleet. Now, the article starts saying, the ubiquitous Ferraris and Lamborghinis of Beverly Hills may soon be sharing the road with a new form of auto exotica. What does this word ubiquitous mean?
Well, ubiquitous means anything that has become commonplace, mm-hmm. general.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I would say that the ubiquity of smartphones mm-hmm. is now in everyone's hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Or I would say here in Taipei, motorcycles and scooters are ubiquitous.
Right. They're everywhere.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, normally, Ferraris and Lamborghinis are not ubiquitous, right? They usually stand out because they're abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
However, they're again pointing out to the glitz and glam of Beverly Hills, where there's so many rich people that you can say that Ferraris and Lamborghinis are ubiquitous there.
Right. They're everywhere. Even though they're luxury cars, most people in Beverly Hills can't afford them. All right, but they may be sharing the road with a new form of auto exotica. Now, this is a word we don't use very often, right, Albert?
Not particularly. Exotica means unusual objects, often ones that have come from a far country.
Mm-hmm.
So, for our audience that didn't know this, Ferraris and Lamborghinis are not made in the U.S. They're actually made in Italy.
Mm-hmm. So they are considered kind of auto exotica.
Right, from another country, very exotic.
Exactly, and you just use the word that I think is more commonly heard in everyday conversation, exotic. Mm-hmm. So you would say, wow, that's a really exotic car, or an exotic destination would be kind of exciting and foreign.
Right.
So we use the word exotic as an adjective pretty commonly, and every once in a while you might come across this noun form, exotica.
Mm-hmm. So we have another new form of auto exotica, and what are we talking about?
Robot cars.
Interesting. All right. So city leaders plan to put a robot fleet of mass transit vehicles on its roads as soon as it's practical. So we're talking about buses and trams and things like that. And
usually, maybe taxis.
Yeah, taxis. And usually there are people who drive them. But they're making plans to eliminate the drivers, and these vehicles will run on their own. Sounds kind of interesting, and like I said, very science fiction.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they're aiming to make the wealthy little city of 34,000 a world leader in the early deployment of driverless vehicles. All right. This number 34,000, what are we referring to?
We're referring to the people who live in that city.
Right.
So it's not a big city, but as we talked about, it's a very affluent or rich city.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that area has the money to invest in the infrastructure and this really cutting edge, meaning modern technology that is just beginning to be available to us.
Right. And they want to be a world leader, which means they want to be one of the first to do this. They want to be the early in the deployment, which just means in the usage or in the release of driverless vehicles.
I also want to make one note, just a little English note. The word fleet, we use that when we're talking about a group of types of vehicles, usually, whether that's
ships.
Exactly, ships. Mm-hmm. I think we do use it with planes, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll notice in English, as I think in many languages, we have different words for different types of groups. So like a gaggle of geese or a flock of geese.
Right.
In this case, it's a fleet of cars or vehicles. Robot cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. All right, so this next paragraph says, styling itself as a technology innovator, preparing for a fast-arriving future, the city will start laying some things to make that happen. All right, so I think this is an interesting choice of words, styling itself, because, you know, and when I think of Beverly Hills, I think of fashion, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think of that it's kind of a place where a lot of people go to get nice clothes and they want to look nice. But here style is being used as a verb, right, Albert?
Yes. It is saying like, you know, they perceive themselves or they're trying to aim towards that. You know, they want to be, and perhaps they consider themselves the innovators in terms of technology.
Right. So they're trying to create this image for themselves that they are a technology innovator preparing for a fast arriving future. So what are they doing in order to obtain this image?
Well, it says that they are laying fiber optic cable to carry super speed internet services into every business and home. That sounds nice.
Yeah. I mean, when you think of technology these days, definitely internet is the top of the list, right? That's kind of the fiber that ties everything together.
Exactly.
Right.
It's amazing all the things that we depend on the internet for anymore. Our smartphones, our GPS maps, and there's so much, and it's all connected back to the internet, right?
Right. So it's very important to have this super speed internet, and you want to have it in every business and every home. And these fiber optic cables and the internet will be linked to the city's traffic control system too. And this is probably how these driverless vehicles will be controlled and how they will be driven.
Right, this makes a lot of sense because, you know, a driverless car probably processes a lot of information. Mm-hmm. And will use a lot of video images and process that as well. You know, they're scanning for other cars, pedestrians, animals, and they all have to send it back to a central server so they can, you know, avoid accidents and make correct left turns or right turns, just like a human would.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's learn more about these vehicles and this plan that the city of Beverly Hills has.
Autonomous public transit is gaining traction. Although automakers say they don't expect to deploy driverless vehicles for 3 to 5 years at least, Beverly Hills plans to be ready when they do. The city staff is looking at financing, public, private, or a mix. It needs to figure out fares, how routes will be chosen, and where to put valet zones. If Beverly Hills builds it, though, will people ride? After all, the glitzy city is known as a place where people come to cruise the streets in their own luxury cars, not line up at the corner bus stop to ride public transit. Proponents say demographics work in their favor. The population is older than average. They'd love to get out more, Grayson Brult, a technology industry consultant, said. Right now, a lot of them need a relative to drive them, or need to call a taxi. With an on-call, autonomous vehicle, they'll get their freedom back. Getting in gear and fast. City-states as distant as Singapore have re-geared their regulations to support driverless cars, as have California municipalities. We can lag or we can lead, Beverly Hills Mayor John Mirisch said. If we don't do it, other regions, other states, and other countries will.
So the title of the section here is Autonomous Public Transit is Getting Traction. Let's talk about this a little bit. What does this word autonomous mean?
It means done by yourself. Mm-hmm. One person. If you're autonomous, you're alone. In mm-hmm. this case, though, the autonomous is not a person. It's actually the car is autonomous driving. It's mm-hmm. not driving with the help of any other person. It's just doing
driving
it itself.
By itself, mm-hmm. right. Okay, and it's gaining traction, Albert.
Right. Throughout this whole article, you'll see the author using words that are related to, like, automobile, you know. Mm-hmm. That's a double meaning right here. Mm-hmm. When you gain traction, you have friction underneath your tire, and you're able to go forward. Mm-hmm. But here we're using it as, oh, they're gaining, like, support and movement, and they're able to, they're gaining progress, basically.
Right, exactly. Good. So automakers say they don't expect to deploy, they don't expect to release driverless vehicles for 3 to 5 years at least. So, you know, driverless vehicles aren't on the market quite yet.
I would say not fully autonomous. Mm-hmm. There's this company, Tesla. Mm-hmm. They have a $100,000 car that does semi autonomous mm-hmm. Self-driving.
Right.
They warn its drivers to please monitor the mm-hmm. car mm-hmm. when it's in that mode.
Right. So not 100% autonomous, yes. but partially.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're definitely heading in that direction.
Right.
And automakers are saying it's going to be at least 3 to 5 years before they are commonplace.
Fair enough. You don't want them to rush this, right?
No.
I mean, it's one thing if maybe you rush the production of a phone and an app doesn't work or even the phone blows
yes,
up.
Exactly.
But you certainly don't want that happening with a car, right? Or you
right.
don't want it making the wrong turn or not reading the lights right. So I'm glad they're taking their time with this piece of technology.
Yes, exactly. It's going to be 3 to 5 years, but 3 to 5 years passes pretty quickly, right? But even though it's not going to be for a while, Beverly Hills plans to be ready when they do, right? So the city staff, what are the city staff doing at this point?
So it says right now they're looking at financing. So they're considering what would it cost, what are they guessing it's going to cost in order to implement a driverless mass transportation service for their city and are starting to put together the resources that they'll need in order to do that.
And this really tickles me because even a city like Beverly Hills, with its residents being super rich like celebrities, directors, politicians, they need to budget and look at cost.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, who's going to pay for it, right? So that's the question. Who's going to pay for all this? Now, it needs to figure out fares, right? How are they going to charge people? Because, you know, it's not going to be a free service, or maybe it will be. Mm-hmm.
And there's not going to be a bus driver monitoring to make sure you put your money in.
Exactly. So how do they do that? And how routes or routes will be chosen, right? So where, you know, in terms of a bus, there's a certain path that it goes, right? So how is it going to drive? Where is it going to drive? And where to put valet zones?
So I'm a little confused by this. Do you guys want to help me figure this out? Mm-hmm. Valet zones, does this mean that a citizen or anybody in the city can park their car somewhere and then they'll take the autonomous vehicle to another destination?
Maybe. Or these are just places where you can hail a vehicle?
Oh. Yeah, I'm not sure. Because normally when you talk about valet service, it'd be like at a fancy restaurant or hotel where you go and you can drive right up to the front and then you give your keys to a different person who goes and parks your car for you.
Right.
And then when you're finished, they'll go get the car for you and bring it to the front door. That's normally what we consider valet service. Right. But obviously there's no people involved in this driverless car situation.
Right.
So it does create a question of what do they envision driverless valet to look like.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, it could be kind of like a bus stop where that's where you go and the cars come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's a taxi situation, would the driverless taxi just pull up to your house? That would be interesting, right? So valet zones, okay, it'll be interesting to see what comes of this, right?
Right.
And if Beverly Hills builds it, though, will people ride? That's the question, right? Because, for example, here in Kaohsiung, right, they had the MRT. And for years, people didn't really ride the MRT because they were used to driving.
Oh,
right?
Interesting.
So, you know, I feel like slowly it's gaining traction as people get more used to using the MRT. But that's the question, right? So, I mean, we're talking about Beverly Hills. Everybody has a car.
Exactly. And that's what they say in the next line. We already talked about how frequently you see these really fancy cars like the Ferraris and Lamborghinis, and it's kind of part of the experience for many people is showing off their cars on the strip of Beverly Hills. You know, are they going to want to give that up to have a driverless car take them around?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe, you know, because again, earlier in the article, we talk about how, you know, these auto exotica is so ubiquitous, it's so commonplace, so maybe they don't need to show off because their neighbor has the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for the convenience would be so overwhelming that I'd be like, hey, I don't have to worry about navigation or finding parking spots. I can just shop and then go to the bus and, you know, be dropped off.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very least, I would think at the beginning, they'll have the novelty factor going for them.
Yeah.
I think whether it's tourists or people who are from there, I would think at first, at least, you'd have this real buzz of everybody wanting to just try it out.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of fun. I mean, it really just feels like science fiction, right? Having these cars that drive themselves. All right. Well, proponents say demographics work in their favor. All right. So what are we talking about when we're talking about proponents?
So proponents are people who are pro for something.
Yep.
They believe in something and they are advocating for it.
Yes.
So the people who believe that driverless cars is the way to go for the future and that Beverly Hills should do it, they are saying this is a great idea, and the demographics, meaning the people in their area, they think this is really well suited for.
And why is that?
Well, the population on average is on the older side.
Mm-hmm.
So it's super convenient, you know. They don't have to worry about operating a car. So it's just much easier.
Yeah, because for them, you know, it says in the article here that they'd love to get out more. And right now, a lot of them need a relative to drive them, or they need to call a taxi. But with an on-call autonomous vehicle, they'll get their freedom back. So they don't have to we say 麻烦, they don't have to, you know, trouble other people to help them. And they can just call someone and the driverless vehicle can pick them up.
My question with that is, how is that different than just a taxi service? You know, why would that be that much more appealing to them than simply using a taxi?
Ooh, I feel like you just threw me a ball and I caught it because I wanted to mention that.
Okay.
I feel like for anyone in particular, regardless of age, your age, right, you want to feel and also be independent to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, relying on a taxi is like fully being dependent. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you have this autonomous vehicle, you still have to, you're part of the public image, and you're also getting out there and you're contributing and also taking this service. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's kind of gaining back their freedom a bit.
I think that's a good point. In a sense, you're still driving it, right? You're putting all the directions in, you're doing it. Mm-hmm. There's not another person that you have depended on, even if you're paying them. Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
And I think the key here is the on-call, right? So anytime you need it, right? Because when you, you know, call a taxi, sometimes you can't get one, right? There might not be a taxi in your area, or it's the weird time of day or weird time of night. You know, you might not have a hard time getting the taxi, right? So, but if it's on call, that means it's whenever you need it, it'll be there.
Yeah. You have to worry about bothering somebody. Exactly. It's on your own time, and it's very private and personal.
Yeah, and if it's autonomous, you know, if you need a ride in the middle of the night, you don't need to, you know, this is the computer. Computers don't sleep, right?
Mm.
So, you know, I think there are a lot of definite benefits in this area. All right. This next section says getting in gear and fast, right? So Beverly Hills isn't the only, they're not the only ones that are implementing this, right?
Right.
Singapore is as well.
Mm-hmm. So city states as distant as Singapore have re-geared their regulations to support driverless cars. So it seems like the world in general is preparing for this idea of driverless cars.
Yeah, I think there's a recognition by many that this is coming, right? It's, everybody believes this is going
this
to
is
be happening, and it's not just the long-distance future as we've thought for so long, that it's really, this is the next thing that's going to be coming in the next decade, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some, you know, areas such as Singapore, Beverly Hills, that really want to jump into that and be ready, maybe even more than other areas that haven't quite gotten into gear for that.
Right. And I mean, proponents, again, like people who are in support of this, you know, they offer other, they claim other benefits in terms of traffic, in terms of pollution, in terms of resources being wasted. It'll be saved instead.
Mm-hmm.
Because if everything is automated, computers are much more efficient than humans. They can brake earlier, they can brake safely, and so they'll alleviate traffic, there'll be less vehicles on the road. So overall, it's like, it seems like a better idea or direction to go towards, and we can see that it makes sense for city-states like Singapore or other cities that, you know, they're looking into this, and you're like, well, you know, it costs a lot of money, but it's probably something that we can pave the way for the future to invest in.
That's right.
And another piece that we only get a little head nod towards in this article is just this whole issue of laws and regulations that need to be changed to take on this whole new world of driverless cars. Who takes on responsibility if there is an issue? You know, normally it's very clear. If somebody gets in a car accident and you can prove which car was to blame, then whoever drove the car is going to be the one who takes the blame for that. But all of a sudden, now we have driverless cars where there's not a driver. And so there's just all these new questions that are going to come into play for municipalities and governments that have to decide how they regulate and what rules come into play. So that'll be an interesting aspect as we move into the future.
Yeah, and it seems like a lot of people are recognizing, as we were saying earlier, that this is the future, right? These driverless cars are coming, and you need to be ready.
I actually just changed my mind. I don't want autonomous vehicles, because I don't know if anyone's ever unlucky with getting into a car accident. You have to fill out so much forms, right? And what do you fill out in the future? You're saying like, oh, my car froze or it crashed, software-wise.
Well, if it's a computer, it should have information on there, right?
Hopefully. Sounds like a lot of mess.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Albert. Mm. This is going to be a trend. And you know, the thing with trends is whether we like it or not.
Oh,
they're gonna happen, coming.
Right?
All right.
So like smartphones, there are people who hold out, you know, but the fact is, it's a trend. And whether you like it or not, smartphones are here to stay.
Plus, I think it also depends on just who you are with your driving habits and everything, what parts of that will feel really like a great experience for you and what you might not. I was thinking about, I have friends who really hate anti-lock brakes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually my friends who are much better drivers than I am. So if they were to be in a situation where they were slipping on some ice or water, they are much more prepared for all the different responses they could have as a driver. Well, I consider myself an average to maybe sub-average driver. So any extra, you know, things that come into play to help with protection, and this, whether that's anti-lock brakes or in this case, full on a different computerized driver, I will just be, I think, 99% delighted to just have it off my hands. But obviously there's other people who love to drive and they want to take full responsibility for that and are really good at that. And it could be a harder jump, I think, for those people.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, Beverly Hills Mayor John Mirisch has an interesting perspective. He says we can lag or we can lead. Basically, the idea is it's coming, so we can either be the first ones to implement it or we can, you know, fall behind. And if we don't do it, other regions, other states, and other countries will. So he obviously wants to be at the forefront of this new technology. All right, well, what about you? Would you be interested in riding one of these driverless vehicles? Do you think it's worth it for Beverly Hills or your city to implement this kind of system? Let us know what you think. Write to us at letters@studioclassroom.com. Tomorrow we have another interesting newsworthy clip for you, so be sure to come back and join us for day two of our newsworthy clips. But for now, it's time for us to say goodbye. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.